Ladies and gentlemen, this is Fred Bass, greeting you from radio station CKWX in Vancouver, B.C. And we have with us in the studio here today someone that Alberta listeners to the Alberta Livestock Cooperative Show have heard many times in the past 6 or 7 years. It was very regrettable that during his Edmonton engagement, he was unable to make a personal appearance on your program to say, as only he can say,
"Oh, don't the wind blow cold."
A throat ailment at the time prevented Mr. Formby from extending a personal message to farm cooperatives and the 600,000 listeners to your program, whom we are told hear him regularly, at least weekly on the show. Now, as the ALC publicity director explained it, she could tell it in her horoscope that you wouldn't let the stable down, and that the ALC would be hitting the high spots and making headway now if you would consent to saying a few words to Alberta farmers that they could count their blessings and smile and continue to applaud, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Formby.
Well, it's turned out nice again now, hasn't it? Well, ladies and gentlemen, or should I say folks? Sounds a bit more like me to say folks instead of ladies and gentlemen, but I was very sorry that I couldn't do a little talk for you or be with you when I was in Edmonton, but as I've just said, oh, didn't the wind blow cold at Brandon, and I got a dreadful cold in my throat, in my nose, in my chest, round my head, and you know what the old saying, in my mouth, round my gums, look out stomach, here it comes. Well, it came. Anyway, I'm getting a bit better now over it, but I would like to say and thank everybody in Edmonton for the great time they gave Beryl and myself. The only pity was we weren't there long enough. We only had a couple of days, as you know. We did have a walk round the town, and I went into the Hudson Bay store and picked up one of those coats that make you look like a wasp when you put them on. And then I found out that they were made in a place called Dewsbury in Yorkshire. So when I go back there, I'm going to give them a hell of a shock when I walk in with my coat on. But it is a great pleasure to be able to talk to you folks today and really tell you how I do appreciate the way that Beryl and I have been treated all the way across Canada. You've been a grand lot of folks to us, and in return, if my little bit of entertainment has repaid you in any way, then I'm very thankful, and also thankful for the few dollars that I'm going to take home again. You notice I'm a Lancashire man with Jerusalem methods, always talking about money. But anyway, it's been a great pleasure to be here, and the only thing I can do, I can't sing you a song now, but what I can do is dedicate one of my songs to you folks in Edmonton, and the song is Hillbilly Willie.
Ride 'em, cowboy!
Yippee!
Give me the wild, wild woolly west, the wild open spaces too. Breaking the track on the bony hack who lost one leg at Waterloo. With a gun in a holster and a pillow and a bolster and a mattress and enamel, what's her name? I'm a hillbilly willy from the county range, riding across the Wigan Plain. When I'm tired of the saddle, I get off the horse and paddle, then I get a cheap return and catch the train. I'm a hillbilly willy from the county range, riding across the Wigan Plain. With the feather duster on the bronco's tail, we can swish away the flies, yeah, man. We gallop backwards up and down the trail to keep the dust out of our eyes. Once a mole got me guessing, and with me she started messing. Now me covered wagon now is not the same, because I'm Hill Willy Billy from the county range, riding across the Wigan Plain. Saloon bars, I stick up all the fag ends, then I pick up, and the drinks they leave behind I quickly drain. I'm Hillbilly Willy from the Cowheel Range, riding across the Wigan Plain. All the cattle, I lasso 'em, then I cut 'em up and chew 'em, and I sell the skins for Fulton's down the main. Yeah, ma'am, I'm Hillbilly Willy from the Cowheel Range, riding across the Wigan Plain. Yippee! With the feather duster on the bronco's tail, we roll up backwards up and down the trail to keep the dust out of our eyes. There's a dame, she's got some daughters, they've got lovely big iron quarters, and their ups and downs are nearly twice the same. They fall for Hillbilly Willie of the Cowheel Range, riding across the William Plain.